This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The Denver Public Schools Board rejected a plan Thursday night to close multiple schools. An original proposal to close 10 elementary and middle schools due to low enrollment was met by community resistance 3 weeks ago. District residents said DPS did not engage enough with the public. That list, which was reduced to 5 last week, was further narrowed down to 2 schools by the superintendent. Both schools will remain open for now. A potential new abortion clinic is generating controversy in Pueblo. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports that crowds recently packed city council chambers, many in protest of the facility.
A doctor who runs an out-of-state abortion clinic purchased a commercial building in South Pueblo in September. City Council member Regina Maestri is proposing an ordinance she says would make Pueblo a sanctuary city for the unborn.
I think we should take the opportunity to try to regulate and license it here in this city.
It's unclear if that's possible. The city attorney is scheduled to speak to council about it during an executive session soon. Currently, the only abortion provider in southeastern Colorado is in Colorado Springs. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Fort Collins appears to be on track to approve ranked choice voting. CPR's Paolo Shalsida reports the proposed system would start in 2025.
Ranked choice voting lets people list second, third, and fourth choice candidates in case their top one loses. If nobody wins more than 50% of the vote, the candidate with the fewest votes is eliminated. Voters who listed that candidate as their first choice have their vote transferred to their second choice. The process continues until there's a majority. The proposal in Fort Collins has garnered about 58% of the vote, according to early returns. The final vote count is expected by the end of November. I'm Paolo Shalsida, CPR News.
And there's more news at cpr.org. It's cold. In Denver, it's 14 degrees. Vail, 12.